Good morning. So, growing up and obeyed the commandments, I would go to heaven. And that was enough to keep me out of certain troubles because I feared the idea of going to hell. But my understanding of who God was and what it meant to have a relationship with Him was never really clear to me. I struggled with this the most during high school when I was diagnosed with depression. I couldn't understand why a God who was supposed to protect me would let me suffer. I felt angry and alone. I turned my back on God in the same way that I felt He had turned His back on me. But I know now that He never once left my side. Otherwise, I wouldn't be standing here today praising Him. This continued on into college, and I felt like I had no direction in my life. With my depression beginning to come back, I was afraid of being back in such a dark place. I went to church with my family, and instead of just sitting there and going through the motions, I prayed directly to God for the first time. It felt more like a cry for help. I asked Him to help me feel whole and to teach me how to have a relationship with Him because I didn't want to feel alone again. During that time, I was looking for love and acceptance in my relationships to fill the void that I felt. Through one of these relationships, I was invited to one of Fairhaven's snow trips without knowing that it was a church event. Clearly, I wasn't expecting to be there, but after hearing the message that weekend, I knew that I was meant to be there. God answered my prayer loud and clear. I began studying the Bible with the friends that I had made that weekend. And as I came to know who God is and what He's done for me, I began to feel peace like I've never felt before. He has forgiven me for turning away from Him when I needed to trust in Him the most. And in my darkest days, I would turn to lust and pride to try to find happiness from worldly pleasures. I confessed my sins to the Lord, and He tossed them into the depths of the sea. Repent and return so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, says Acts 3:19. In Romans 6:6, it says, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with Him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. The penalty of sin is death, but Christ paid that price for me and freed me of my sins. He shed His blood so that I didn't have to, all because He loves me and wants to have a relationship with me. And because the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us, says Romans 8:18. God has given me the gift of grace, and not because of the works or the sacraments that I did in the Catholic Church, but through my faith in Him. I now live with the purpose that the Lord has given me, and I find pleasure and joy when dwelling in Him rather than in worldly desires. I no longer walk in darkness, but rather in the light. And I will continue to praise and glorify Him until He receives me into His eternal kingdom.
Gladys, are you trusting in Christ and Him alone for your hope and your salvation?
Yes.
Based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.